welcome to the Slowolution podcast. I'm your host, Anna Engelhardt, and this is the place for all things health, self-care, motherhood, and well-being for the busy mom of today. So grab a cup of tea and get ready to be inspired. Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where I want to share with you the few steps that will help you start the new year and the decade with a bang. It has nothing to do with the resolutions. In fact, I'm not a big fan of resolutions, but I am a huge fan of the steps that I'm about to share with you. So let's jump right into it. The first step is to take some time to reflect on this year and your life in general. What were some of the highs and positives? What were some struggles that you encountered along the way? Also, what were some important moments for you personally, as well as reflect on things you want to build on going into the next year. The trick here is really to be honest with yourself and take a deep dive and truly reflect on each one of these things. And remember that sometimes in order to move forward, we have to take a step backwards. So just take as much time as you need to complete this first step. And then once you're done with that, move to the next step, which will be to look at the big picture of your life. And really ask yourself here, where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5, 10, or 15 years? What do you want your life to look like in terms of like your relationships, personal life, family, career, business, whatever it might be? Where do you want to see yourself? Again, here, be as honest with yourself as possible and just dream big. Don't sit there worrying that you can't achieve this or you can't achieve that. Just focus on what you want and where you want to see yourself. You know, it's very easy to limit ourselves by believing that, you know, we cannot achieve this or we cannot achieve that. Instead, just focus on what you want and what your heart really, truly wants. Once you're done with that, then move to the next step, which is determine your why. For example, if you want to change your diet, determine your why. Is it to be healthier? Is it to lose weight? To join your girlfriends? To inspire your kids? Why are you doing it? Or like, for example, if you want to travel the world or make a big change in your life, it's always much easier to determine your way forward when you know your why. When you know what is the driving force behind what you're trying to achieve. And it's important to keep revisiting your why throughout your, you know, the year and this whole journey, really. Then once you're done with your why, then move to the final step, which is basically to set your goals for the year. And you do that by keeping in mind the big picture. I'm a huge believer in setting long and then obviously short-term goals. So based on where you want to be in, let's say, 5 or 10 years, and based on your why, start setting realistic goals on how you will get there. Set as many goals as you feel comfortable. You can even set a deadline for some of them for during the year. And then given what you want to achieve by the end of the year, you can set smaller goals for each month and then take it a step further and set weekly goals. Now, for each one of these steps, it's extremely important that you write everything out. You can take a little cute journal or just some paper, whatever you prefer, but it's essential that you write it down. There is something extremely powerful in writing reflection or goals on a piece of paper. It's almost as a promise to yourself that you can revisit throughout your journey and make adjustments whenever needed. Another thing that is essential is to be extremely honest with yourself and really take your time to think about each one of these steps. Don't rush yourself. It's important that you take some time to yourself, for yourself, without any distraction, and go through each step. Now, I understand it might seem like a long exercise, and probably to an extent it is, but only if you have a clear vision of where you want to go can you move in that direction. It doesn't matter if it's something personal, or relationship, career, or family. You need a clear vision of where you want to go. Only by having that clear vision and then the right plan in place can you achieve what you're going after. Even if at this point it seems extremely difficult to achieve, make sure you set the appropriate goals and have a plan in place how you will go about achieving these goals. And actually, if you want to take it a step further, you can even create a vision board based on your goals. But this part I will cover in the next week's episode. Now, I personally am a huge believer in vision boards, and this is something that I have been doing for a few years now. So I want to share with you all my tricks on how to go about it. But until then, I can't encourage you enough to take some time and give these few steps a try. You can even just take one area of your life and focus on that. So do whatever you need to do, but make sure you give it a try. Thank you so much for listening and for being here. My aim with this podcast is to inspire as many moms and moms to be out there to make their own health a priority and to share as much as possible from my personal journey as a mom and how I balance it all. I hope you find the episodes interesting and inspiring and you get value out of listening. I would love to connect with as many of you as possible and learn more about what you're interested in hearing in the upcoming episodes. And make sure that you stay tuned for the many upcoming exciting episodes by subscribing on Apple Podcasts. Wish you all a lovely week.